I don't want to disturb the anointing that's here. I just want to give you what he gave me this afternoon. And I want you to read it in your Bible. If you want to make a note, you can make a note. It's going to be very short. It's Zechariah chapter 4. Then the angel who talked with me returned and wakened me, as a man is awakened from his sleep. And he asked me, "What do you see?" I answered, "I see a solid gold lampstand with a bowl at the top and 7 lights on it, with 7 channels to the light. Also, there were 2 olive trees by it, one on the right of the bowl and the other on its left." I asked the angel who talked with me, "What are these, my Lord?" And he answered, "Do you not know what these are?" "No, my Lord," I replied. So he said to me, "This is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord Almighty. This feast and its triumph is to take us from where we were to where we need to be. One of the highlights of Joshua chapter 1 is that Jesus released an anointing upon Moses to give out the law. But in Joshua chapter 1, he said, "My servant Moses is dead." And if you know anything about that, you'll understand that Joshua was victorious to go into the promised land. Moses couldn't do it. And I believe that it's going to be done by might, from the Spirit of God, and not by flesh. Whatever you are trying to conquer is going to be done by Him. And sovereign work is His specialty. He wants to change us from what we were to what we needed to be. And that's exactly what He did with the Israelites for 40 years. He tried to get them to see that there was something awesome in the promised land. But they didn't want any part of it because they were still so busy complaining. I hate to tell you this, but the fruits of their complaining bought them an early death. So may I suggest that you change it and begin to thank God for His plan, which is going to be done not by might, not by power, but by the Holy Spirit, says the Lord. So you want to try it on? Say, "It's not going to be done my way. It's not going to be done your way. It's going to be done His way. And I'm part of that Joshua generation. The old is dead. And I'm not going to try to resurrect it. I'm going to cross over the Jordan along with Joshua, which is really Jesus. And it's going to be done by the Spirit of the Father released in us to change us. So it's not going to be done by power or my own might, but by the Spirit of the Living Father living inside of me, changing me dramatically as I rest before Him and let Him take over this flesh. Let Him take over my mind. Let Him heal my emotions and create in me a new heart. A brand new heart. The old one didn't do it so well. Amen? And amen. I want you to put your hands towards our sister Gail. Father God, this one is in a mixed space tonight. That's what I kept getting, is that she's in a mixed space. She wants to leave her body here. And she wants to taste everything that she thinks she's going to miss. But we agree with her that this is going to be a mighty time of restoration for John and for Gail. A time of healing, a time of understanding, and I prophesy that the Holy Spirit will do it not by might, not by power, not by sheer willpower, but by His Spirit, saith the Lord. We release a blessing and your angels to guard over you and guard over the whole family while you're gone. And I refuse to let you worry about Mom. Did you hear me? I refuse, as your pastor, to let you worry about Mom, because you're going to waste your time. God's angels are already there, so get over it. Now that's a word of knowledge, isn't it?
Yes.
Not by might, not by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord. Not by might, not by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord. This mountain shall be removed. This mountain shall be removed. This mountain shall be removed. By my Spirit, saith the Lord. And may His anointing go with you as you go home and stay in this unity. Stay in this harmony with Him. Don't let it go. And yes?
I just wanted to share one thing. When I was laying down behind the altar, the Lord was showing me the bread. Now that bread, He opened it just right before His pocket.
Yes.
And I believe what He's saying for now is to open those hidden pockets of your mind and open the hidden pockets of your heart and open the hidden pockets of your spirit and allow what's been hidden in there to be.
Amen. Be healed by Him. Anyone else?